The NFL Players Union says it's considering all its options. All its options?
First of all, let's start by saying, leave Tom Brady alone. Leave him alone. Leave him alone. He's a great guy. It's enough. It's enough.
Donald Trump, who isn't in the collective bargaining agreement with the NFL, was in Rhode Island running in the presidential primary. Last year, Tom Brady displayed a Trump hat proclaiming, "Make America Great Again." But if anyone wanted to blame an activist court for Brady's suspension, the appeals court's opinion was clear. Our role is not to determine for ourselves whether Brady participated in a scheme to deflate footballs or whether the suspension should have been for more games or none at all. The court's only obligation, it said, was to determine whether NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell met the minimum legal standards established by law when he suspended Brady. The assertive answer by two of the three judges was, yes, he did.
You start with this, that the commissioner had to define whether Brady was guilty of conduct detrimental to the game.
Mark Greenbaum teaches law at Suffolk University. In the collective bargaining agreement, Greenbaum explains, both the NFL Players Union and management empowered the commissioner to determine what is detrimental to the integrity of the game.
But what the court's saying is that the parties agreed that this is what the arbitrator, in this case the commissioner, should do. That's what he did, and the union can't be heard to complain about that.
Let's call a timeout here to remind you about Brady's alleged role in the alleged scheme to deflate footballs handled by Brady to make them easier to grip. A lawyer hired by the NFL determined that Brady was generally aware of a conspiracy. After the commissioner upheld his own suspension of Brady, federal judge Richard Berman ruled that Goodell had deprived Brady of fundamental fairness. Brady ended up playing the full 2015 season. But yesterday, the appeals court rejected Judge Berman's reasoning, and the majority stressed the extraordinarily broad authority that NFL's collective bargaining agreement had given the commissioner. Attorney Casey Walnowski is an employment attorney in New York.
It was something that the courts essentially stated, look, you agreed to this. You gave him a lot of authority, him being Roger Goodell. You got to live with it.
The parties also knew full well, writes the majority, that Commissioner Goodell himself would be reviewing his own determinations. In a dissenting opinion, Judge Robert Katzman essentially accused Goodell of overstepping his authority.
Chief Judge Katzman stated that Roger Goodell instituted his own brand of industrial justice.
As an arbitrator looking at this case,
Attorney Mark Greenbaum,
the commissioner, by hearing the case and by making certain rulings, made every possible mistake that an arbitrator could make, and nonetheless, nothing happens. It suggests to me that his power is virtually unlimited.
Greenbaum suggests a new job title,
which would be that of King Charles.
Don't expect the Brady matter to be taken up by the full appeals court or by the Supreme Court, observers warn. Where the players' union may want to take the issue is to collective bargaining, where they seem to have given so much up to the commissioner. In Boston, David Boeri for Rhode Island Public Radio.